The following teleconference is recorded for Rafael Borja with iAdvise on Thursday, February 16, 2017, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Central Time, for the Ferry Corp. Fourth Quarter 2016 Conference Call.
Good morning and welcome to Ferry Corp's Fourth Quarter 2016 Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Brandon, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Ferry Corp's Fourth Quarter 2016 Earnings Conference Call. Presenting on behalf of Ferry Corp and joining us from Lima, Peru, are Mrs. Mariela Garcia, Chief Executive Officer, and Mrs. Patricia Gastelumendi, Chief Financial Officer. They will be discussing Ferry Corp and subsidiaries' consolidated results per the press release distributed on Tuesday, February 14th. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit www.ferrycorp.com.pe to download a copy. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. Also, please be advised that comments made today by Ferry Corp's management may contain forward-looking statements which are subject to various conditions that may differ materially. For a complete note on forward-looking results, please refer to the last page of the quarterly report. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mrs. Mariela Garcia, Chief Executive Officer of Ferry Corp. Mariela, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafael. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Ferry Corp and subsidiaries' full year and fourth quarter 2016 results conference call. Thanks for joining us and for your interest in the company. The year 2016 has been positive, first of all due to the financial results achieved, even when the economic activity did not recover at the pace that was expected, and also because of the consolidation of the corporation's business structure. It is important to highlight that despite a shrinking market led by delayed investments, total sales represented 91% of those achieved the year before and amounted to 4.8 billion soles. In this context, the corporation continued to maintain a high gross margin and an important net profit, this time without any relevant distortion due to exchange rate. The positive results obtained in 2016 reflect the ability of Ferry Corp to keep the business dynamism through the capabilities developed over the years and align to a diversification strategy through business lines, presence in different economic sectors, different countries, various represented brands, and a diversified portfolio of products. As mentioned before, during 2016, the corporation's consolidated sales amounted to 4.8 billion soles, benefited from the diversification strategy mentioned above. Let us point, however, two business lines. Due to the solid demand for product support, the corporation achieved record sales of 2.24 billion soles in this business line, product support, 2% above 2015 levels. Other lines rose by 17.5% compared to previous year, driven mainly by personal safety equipment sales, tires, and lubricants that increased by 67 and 2% respectively. Sales abroad had a positive contribution to 2016 figures as a result of internationalization process started in 2010. Ferry Corp operations outside Peru reached 12% of total consolidated sales in 2016. Gross margin expanded to 24.3%, in great part attributed to the favorable sales mix of this period, where product support maintained high participation in sales, which is 46% during full year 2016 compared to 41% during 2015, which allows a revenue stability. Moreover, the exchange losses recorded in the previous year generated a positive impact in the gross margin. Operating margin recorded 8.7% compared to 9.2% last year, and SG&A dropped 2.8% to 796 million soles. As of December 2016, net income rose by 42% to 230 million soles, which reflects the result of the business with no relevant distortion due to exchange rate. As of December last year, the corporation results were impacted by 152 million soles exchange loss, which affected the bottom line and resulted in 152 million soles net income. Earnings per share as of December 2016 amounted to 0.233 soles per share, 45% higher than the 0.161 soles per share as of December last year, or 2015. EBITDA, which reflects the operational performance and cash generation, amounted to 583 million soles, and EBITDA margin reached to 12% in the year, aligned to sales contraction. Ferricor has demonstrated the resilience of its business model during the economic slowdown. In that sense, the corporation has been able to generate free cash flow and deleverage since 2014, reducing debt in $210 million since that year to the level of $521 million that we have as of December 2016. Net debt to EBITDA ratio increased to 2.8 from the 2.6 as of December 15, affected by the decline in EBITDA. These results comply, however, with our internal target of 3.5 times. The adjusted debt to EBITDA ratio reached to 2.05, also within our covenant limit of 3.5. Likewise, the balance sheet remained healthy, which allowed a reduction of the cash conversion cycle that decreased from 162 days as of September 2016 to 148 days as of December 2016, and maintained a stable compared to 149 days as of December last year. This result is led by the inventory that enhanced its turnover from 2.60 times at December 2015 to 2.81 times at December 2016. The corporation has been able to free up resources because it is not necessary to increase assets and allow us to reduce working capital due to an important generation of operating cash flow of 496 million soles and positive free cash flow of 129 million soles. The company will continue to control its capital expenditures to maintain its positive cash flow generation. Let's finish this introductory summary referring to the share repurchase program. As you all know, in order to give value added to our shareholders, Ferricorp announced on August 2015 a share repurchase program. As of December 2016, Ferricorp has repurchased 50.2 million shares, amount that represents 4.95% of total shares. Since the announcement of the program, the share price has recovered in 44% from the level of 117 soles. Now we will review the commercial performance and results of the corporation for the fourth quarter 2016, in line with the information published last Tuesday. Ferricorp and subsidiaries achieved consolidated sales of 1.1 billion soles in that quarter, a 13% reduction when compared to sales of the fourth quarter 2016. As part of this review, we'd like to point out that revenues across most lines of business During the fourth quarter 2015, Caterpillar mining equipment sales dropped by 59% if compared to the fourth quarter the year before. Excuse me, I was referring to the fourth quarter 2016. It dropped 59% compared to the fourth quarter the year before. At the same time, weaker sales to customers from the construction and infrastructure sector translated on a reduction in Caterpillar machines, allied equipment, and rental and used equipment sales. Other lines of business increased participation in overall sales to 9.4% and grew by 8% compared to the same quarter last year, led by safety equipment, lubricants, and tires that rose 48.3% and 9% respectively in the same line as it happened through the year, as was explained before. Likewise, as a result of the solid demand for product support, the corporation achieved record sales of 588 million soles in this business line during the quarter, 2.4% higher if compared to fourth quarter in 2015, and showing an important improvement in overall sales from 45% to 53%. When we analyze sales by groups, its subsidiaries rose from Ferrero, Sorvisa, and Unimax, the Caterpillar dealers in Peru, represent 71% of total sales and decreased by 18%, mainly affected by machinery deliveries to mining and construction sector, as was mentioned before. The companies that carry Caterpillar business and other allied lines in Central America represented 10% of total sales and shrank by 15% compared to fourth quarter 2015, affected by lower sales to the construction sector. The local subsidiaries and businesses abroad that complement the Caterpillar business represent 18% of total revenues and grew 14% led by salt rock sales that increased in 33%. After reviewing the commercial performance, let me introduce Patricia Gastelumendi, our CFO, who will explain profit results and other and our financial position. Patricia, please.
Thank you, Mariela. Gross profit during the fourth quarter 2016 amounted to 285 million soles, a 17% reduction in line with sales performance. Note with outstanding, gross margin reached 25.8%, higher than the 22% average gross margin recorded during the last three quarters of the year. To continue with the analysis of the consolidated financial results, SG&A expenses slightly decreased by 1.3% to 211 million soles compared to the fourth quarter 2015. The efforts deployed by the company throughout the year in order to reduce expenses were impacted during this quarter by some measures taken to adapt the structure of the corporation to the new business environment, which have an initial effect on expenses as well as some provisions. It is important to mention that financial expenses increased by 22.5% to 35 million soles during the quarter, explained basically by the 14 million soles premium paid in the tender offer, and that was registered during the third and fourth quarter. This premium will be recorded during the next 3 years through the reduction of the cost of debt that was obtained to repurchase part of the bond that is on average 2.95% compared to the bond coupon of 4.875%. The savings in the next 3 years will be $7.3 million or the equivalent of 24 million soles. Net income reached 56 million soles in the fourth quarter 2016, showing a 71% increase compared to net income of 38 million soles reached during the same period last year. This quarter results were impacted by foreign exchange gain of 6.5 million soles, unlike last year results that were affected by 54 million soles exchange loss. Next, we will summarize the state of financial position main accounts. As of December 2016, total assets amounted to 4.8 billion soles, representing a 138 million soles reduction, 2.8%, if compared to December 2016. The variation in total assets compared to December 2015 is explained by, first, 146 million soles inventory reduction as a result of asset management. Second, fixed assets decreased to 2.1 billion soles. As of December 2016, the capex reached minus $10 million and decreased if compared to $29.6 million for the full year 2015. The capex is negative as a result of the rental fleet reduction in $33 million. In response to the new levels of demand. The investment infrastructure of $17 million is explained mainly by the purchase of a piece of land in La Jolla, Arequipa, made by Ferrero. The budget for 2017 is $60 million. The total budget for CAPEX for 2017 is $60 million. Regarding financial debt of the corporation, as of December 2015, total debt reached $521 million, 11% below or a $65 million reduction from a total debt of $587 million reached as of December 2015. It is important to note that the company has reduced debt in $19 million since the last result reported on December 2015, led by the reduction in inventory and improvement on asset management. Maturity for 2017 accounted for $240 million. Given the context of low interest rates, the corporation kept its strategy to maintain large part of the debt in short term. However, some of it will be refinanced during the year in mid-term financing to give the flexibility to reduce debt without penalty. It is important to notice that the financial expenses, including the tender, maintain a stable as a result of better interest rates. As of December 31, the average cost of debt reduced to 4.12% compared to 4.63% during the same period last year. It is worth noting that Ferricorp counts with available credit lines to afford future payments. The corporation has three sources of financing: capital markets, local and foreign banks, and Caterpillar Financial Services. As for financial ratios, we note the following compared to December 2015. As of December 2016, the ROE increased to 12.2% from 9.4%, led by higher net profit. ROA reached to 6.3% and ROIC amounted to 11.9%. I will now turn the presentation to Mariela Garcia for closing remarks.
Thank you, Patricia. I want to close my presentation stating that in this context of low economic activity, Ferricorp continues to achieve good results and maintain leadership in the markets we serve. We will keep the focus on commercial opportunities that can leverage our sales growth and allow us to improve our offer to our clients. We will also keep gross margins at appropriate levels to an adequate sales mix by product lines, with action plans to increase post-sale service. In addition, we will continue to control our expenses, monitor business, and adjust the company to the new economic scenario. Finally, asset turnover will continue to have very high-level attention. As always, our investors, with constant feedback, will have a key role in these efforts, and we appreciate your participation in our conference calls and other investor meetings. Thank you for your time, and now I'll be glad to take your questions. Operator, please proceed to the Q&A session. To make sure that any telephone line issue does not interfere with our understanding of your questions, I would, again, as always, like to request that if possible, when any of you make a question, shall try to send it at the same time in writing through an email to our IR contact, Elizabeth Tamayo, who is here with us. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please dial the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please dial star 2. Again, to ask a question, please dial star 1 now. The first question will come from Roy Yakulik of Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Hi, that was actually faster than I can type. I'm wondering if you can give any sales or EBITDA guidance for 2017, and what is the prospect for the mining construction infrastructure sectors in Peru, which are continuing to drag? I note that you've had kind of similar low EBITDA the last three quarters. Are you anticipating similar results, or do you finally see an upturn coming?
Thank you, Roy. Well, as you know, at the present, we don't disclose a budget nor a outlook for the year in detailed numbers. However, we can, and probably what I'm going to say is public information, and probably all of you being analysts of what is happening in the Peruvian economy have the same information that we're going to share. So, we are seeing nowadays a reduction in the estimates of the growth of the GDP for 2017 at a number that
We don't know for sure what is going to be the final one. So one day we read that it's going to decline, then another day we read that the government is going to boost investment. So at the moment, we are still very confident that the government will be able to boost some infrastructure, large infrastructure investments that will bring new demand to our products. As we have mentioned in our press release and now in the conference call, the sales to construction and heavy and large infrastructure projects declined throughout 2016, and we expect that that will come back little by little throughout the year. There's still some machinery in hands of our customers that is idle, so that can delay a little bit the demand, the growth for equipment. But we're still confident that we shall receive a little bit higher demand from construction throughout the year. Going into mining, it is a little bit difficult to predict because those deals can be one of them as large as $100 million. As you have seen throughout the year 2016, the sales of large mining equipment more or less replicated what we had in 2015. For 2017, we expect a reduction. Of what size, it is difficult to predict right now because there are two or three deals that can happen or cannot happen, and that can change the numbers significantly. But definitely, we don't expect any growth in that line. Our best estimate would be to keep it flat, but probably more in the line of having a reduction because we are right now in February and we don't still have assurance of purchase orders that could come. We don't know how fast they could come. So very difficult to predict at this time the large mining equipment. However, we have on the other hand the product support that has come to more than 50% in some of the quarters of the year. So we do expect that to continue, even to grow in mining. Our expectation is that for the large mining companies that product support sales will grow. And as long as other product support to other sectors, that we are developing some action plans to increase the sale of product support to construction and other economic sectors in the economy. So altogether, I think we could talk about somewhat flat results for the year 2017.
Do you see any pickup in any kind of sales?
Here, Patricia is telling me that... excuse me, and then going to the EBITDA question, no? So in some way,
sure.
When I am explaining about the sales, I am reflecting what should happen with EBITDA. But if we talk about EBITDA margin, we are still expecting to have it around 12%.
Yeah, okay. Just can I add further, do you expect any pickup in any type of sales from the heavy rains that I guess occurred in January and any kind of, you know, road or other damage that was caused by rivers or landslides? And does the new airport in Cusco, do you expect anything to come from that for you, and when would that occur?
Well, the airport is going to have a significant operation on earth moving. And that will demand a large fleet of equipment. Some of it will come from existing fleets from our customers that are idle at the time. Some of that will come from our rental fleet that, as you have seen in our numbers, the sale of rental has come down because we also have some idle equipment in the rental fleet. And thirdly, we could receive purchase orders because of the airport. At this time, we don't even know who is going to be the company in charge of the earth moving, but we expect that some demand will come from it.
Okay. And just a last question, I'm sorry to go on. It's anything on the horizon in view in terms of acquisitions, or are you pulling back from acquisitions at this point?
Well, it's not that we are pulling back. We are still we are following our strategy, which is try to increase our portfolio of products and solutions in the other countries that we are. That's one part of our strategy. So we want to complete our presence in the countries where we are right now. So some acquisitions could come. There's nothing important at the moment. So we're not pulling back. We are still, we just finished some meetings on strategy planning here in the corporation. And our strategy remains the same, which is being Caterpillar the heart of the business, try to complement it with businesses that have a lot of synergies that will increase our product offering and increase the share of wallet of the customers that we serve as of today. And some of it can come from organic growth and the development of new relationships and or new representations. Some of it could come from acquisitions, so we are not pulling back. However, today we don't have anything relevant to announce.
Thank you.
The next question will come from Tiago Albuquerque with Onyx Equity Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Just one, two clarifications. One would be regarding your tax rate for the quarter that was quite low. You've been running in a tax rate actually above the normal rate, and then in this quarter it turned out to be around 10% only. And also, I've seen that you had a revaluation on your PP&E during the quarter, so I'd like to understand what was that. Is it related to some of the land that you own? Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thiago, thank you for your question and for your presence always in our conference calls. The second question is regarding revaluation of land, if I understood correctly.
Yes, that's right. You had a revaluation of assets.
Okay, so regarding the tax rate, as we all knew, the tax rate has been changed by the government. So because we have differences between the expense that we record and the expense that is taxable, and one of them could be provisions for receivables, another can be how we record the depreciation of our rental fleet and so on. So we have temporal differences. And those temporal differences generate that we have an account in our assets, in our position of the financial statement, that is calculated at whatever is the rate the government imposes at any point of time when we record our results. So when the tax changed, we had to change that estimation we have in our balance sheet. And that represents around $8 million difference. Additionally, there is another difference that comes from this extraordinary income that we have recorded, that because it has been recorded in INTI, our subsidiary in Central America, and as you all know, in Central America, we have this holding that owns our investments in the region, including the Caterpillar dealerships and so on. So they are not taxable here in Peru. And that brings also some of the difference. So it brings us to around 14%, not 10%. And this is something that will happen just at this moment. It's not the way we should estimate the tax effect in the quarters to come. Going to the revaluation, we have made an adjustment, and I would prefer Patricia to explain you a little bit that. It is because the way our auditors are recommending that we register this revaluation. As you know, the land is an important asset in our corporation. We have one of our value propositions to the customer is that we serve them wherever they are, so we have a lot of branches and a lot of land, and we have a policy of revaluation that the auditors we have this year, that as you know we changed, have recommended us to treat them in a different way. So Patricia can give you a better detail on that.
Yes, we have a policy to revaluate whenever we have 20% increase in the value of our land, in the land. And regarding 2013, the last revaluation we have, we exceed that amount. So we, in this year, we are going to make a revaluation and a standing adjustment in 2015 because of the way to analyze this revaluation. We used to have this valuation, the appraisal was regarding the realization of the land, and now we use the commercial value. So this difference made us, the new auditors, this adjustment. It was, we have this difference in the revaluation of the land. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah, this is clear. Just one follow-up on the tax question. What kind of effective tax rate should we expect for the years coming?
Around 33%, 34%.
Okay, thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Mariela.
I'd now like to turn it over to Mrs. Garcia for closing remarks.
I want to thank you for participating in our conference call and for your interest in Ferricorp. In case you have any additional questions or any additional need for information, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our Investor Relations Department and Management Team is here to answer your questions. Have a good day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines.